The author of South Dakota's 2019 One Book Selection stopped at the Rapid City Public Library on Sunday, June 9th. Kent Nerburn spoke to an audience about the selected book, Neither Wolf Nor Dog, and about his life as a writer and artist. The book was turned into a 2016 movie filmed on the Pine Ridge Reservation. Nerburn has written 14 books and tells about his writing process. Kent Nerburn has written about the lives of Indigenous people for almost 30 years. He tells the audience at the library that as a white man, he has to avoid committing cultural appropriation. Instead, he stands back and approaches those stories not as an anthropologist or a writer imposing his perspective, but as a conduit.
I could be the outsider, taking the non-Native reader, saying, come along with me, you know, leave the Gap and the TJ Maxx and the 7-Eleven, get in the car with me, we're going to go for a ride, and I'm going to hand you off to some people.
He says the resulting stories, like the ones in Neither Wolf Nor Dog, have been authentic, told by real people in real situations and places. Nerburn's most recent book, Dancing with the Gods, is subtitled Reflections on Life and Art. Nerburn says it was first inspired 12 years ago on his 60th birthday when he was in a sweat lodge on Pine Ridge and prayed to learn how to become an elder, not just a senior citizen or an old person.
And an elder's responsibility is to take his or her experience and turn and face the generations coming up. And I looked at it, what can I speak to authentically? And what I can speak to, having been a sculptor and a writer and having known artists of all genres, is the inner life of the artist.
Nerburn says he came up with the title while sitting around reflecting on his life as an artist.
You know, it's like dancing with the gods, it's like wrestling with angels, the task of writing, the task of being an artist.
Nerburn says non-Native Americans have not historically sought out the true stories of the first people, not wanting to admit that white people attempted to eradicate them. But he says more and more readers are connecting with the deeply held Native values that survived the cultural wreckage. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.